There's too many of them, Ileana roared, her long black hair streaming behind her like a war banner. Connor's keen eyes studied the battlefield and he cursed, sweeping his hair from his face, the wind whipping the acrid stench of battle around him. Their eyes locked for a moment. Adrenaline still coursing through her veins, she grasped his waist and drew him in for a deep, passionate kiss. When she let him go, he took a moment to catch his breath. Eyes wild, smile flashing, she drew her sword. But with you here, we just might have a chance. He stood up straighter. Her words burned in his mind, and the ghost of her lips lingered on his. He drew his sword and brandished it high.
Let's finish this, he bellowed.
Ileana's battle cry rang in his ears, and they leaped forward as one. A light flashed across his field of vision, blinding him. He staggered back, his sword dropping to his side. Ileana looked at him, confused. The light flashed again, and he felt the world around him begin to fade. Rolling over, he groaned. The weight of leather armor dissolved to the weight of feather down. The first fingers of sunlight crept their way through the crack in the heavy velvet curtains. Gentle rays inched along the cold stone floor, up a mahogany bedpost, and dusted the sleep from the prince's eyes. His brow wrinkled as he fought to stay with Ileana a little longer behind his closed lids. Reluctantly, Connor blinked his blue eyes open. Once, twice, then he sat upright. It's Sunday, he thought. Finally.
Every good adventure starts on a Sunday.
Stretching, he threw back the covers and cast his gaze around the room. Already his mind whirled with preparations. He would need light clothes, nothing to weigh him down, and his compass. A list of items ran through his head, and he started moving about the room to retrieve them all. Although he tried his best to pack quietly, his excitement inspired slamming drawers and heavy footfalls. He rummaged through pairs of leather boots. Buckles clinked together, and fabric murmured softly as he sifted through blacks, browns, and tans. He picked up a tall pair, frowned, then exchanged them for shorter ones, the leather well worn. He couldn't risk blisters today, and the tall ones rubbed his ankles. Next, he dragged his knapsack from under his desk. The canvas was worn on a corner, a leather strap needed mending, and it had the faint aroma of wet dog. This was not something a prince would own. He had traded one of the serving boys for it, as all of his bags were much too fancy for expeditions. He tightened one of the straps, and his mind floated to the leather hilt of the sword in his dream. His sword. The sword of a knight. He paused and sighed as the thought struck him. To be a knight. Now that was the dream, but that was ridiculous. His mother had explained to him once that only women could become guards, and of them, only certain guards could become knights. The knights of the queendom carried the responsibility of taking another's life. Only those who could create life could be trusted with the burden of extinguishing it. Besides, at 14, he wanted the glory, not the burden. Indulging for a moment in the fantasy, he saw himself in the light armor of a knight, sword aloft, cape unfurling behind him, the wind blowing through his brown hair, commanding a battalion of strong and beautiful guards, all secretly in love with him, of course. He, the first male knight. Much more exciting than being one of a long line of princes. All princes got to do was learn how to be good advisors. Shaking the fantasy from his head, he turned back to his task. He sighed. He couldn't be a knight, but he could be an explorer. He could be a conqueror of realms. When he was younger, he used to pretend he was a bold adventurer, Connor the Conqueror, a man who bravely explored the herb gardens and discovered new tracks through the manicured hedge mazes. He chuckled at the memory. Since then, he had never felt quite comfortable as Cornelius. Connor was a better fit, less stuffy, and more important, it was his. Something private. A rare possession for a prince.